your hometown.
The Your Hometown Tour continues. We're in the village of Lindenhurst. Stay with us and find out why Lindenhurst should be your hometown. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery. Doing good and supporting Illinois communities. Here's John.
There he is. There's John. And I have a Lindenhurst bonus. Hey. Hey, Mr. Dean.
You have done your homework, John.
Hey, when they said when I got the information, it's Ronald Curtis Grace, by the way. Curtis truly is his middle name. The thing is, when I got the information about you coming on, and it said that you host a program called Ear Candy Emporium on 98.3thelife.com, low power FM, I went, well, that's a say no more. I got to check that out. So I was all over it today.
Yes, cool. You were.
Yeah. And you've got, I don't know, about 10 million hosts on that radio station. I
mean, yes, we do.
you got a lot. And there's a camera that's hooked up to where the person doing the show sits, although nobody was there when I was trying to look at it. But anyway.
We do have cameras and YouTube and Twitch. And matter of fact, we're celebrating our 20th anniversary with a gala tomorrow.
20th anniversary of the radio station.
Of the radio station, that's correct.
Wow, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Well, I guess we aren't really here to talk about the radio station, although... Gosh, I know I could, but let's get to the, maybe if we have time, we'll get back to it. Cause I like these community radio stations and what they do, because to me, it's like the very basis of why radio came on in the first place, but I'll that digress. So tell me, Ronald, so you're a village trustee for the village of Lindenhurst. Exactly what does that mean? What does that entail?
Basically, it's a smaller community version of what you would call an older person in Chicago now. We have our village board consists of six trustees and our mayor, Dominic Martorano, who was on earlier with Bob Surratt.
Oh.
So we work with our village administrator, Clay Johnson, who John Hansen just had on last
my,
hour.
My.
Yeah, it's been Lindenhurst all day, and we're really thrilled about it.
Good, yeah, it's the whole idea.
I came up here. I was born and bred in the Chatham neighborhood in Chicago, and I came up here in Lake County in the 70s, and about 25 years ago, after my wife Joy and I had welcomed our daughter Alicia into the world, we said, we're going to need a house with a little bit more room. Mm-hmm. And we were so impressed with the school districts in Lindenhurst. This is where we bought our home 25 years ago.
And what was it specifically? I mean, I can imagine what attracted you, but what was it about Lindenhurst that stood out from maybe some of the other communities that you were considering?
There's the lakes is one thing. We've got plenty of lakes and nature trails and forest preserve. And I think even in urban settings, we're finding out how critical it is to have the trees and the plant life during the dog days of summer.
No doubt about it.
It's a small town feel. The neighbors, the community is very tightly knit. As a matter of fact, right here, within a few steps of my home, there's another village trustee. There's a park district commissioner. People get involved, and you had on our chief of police, Melinda Lennis, this morning. And one of the things she said, the police are engaged in the community. And the children get to interact with them and understand that the police officers are their friends.
That's fantastic. Kudos. Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah, they will get out of their patrol cars and interact with neighbors, parents, children. We have a program here that the police department started called ERIN, Elderly Residents in Need, where we will volunteer and go clean up yards in the spring and the fall, give rides to medical appointments, shovel snow, and everybody really helps out one another and looks out for one another.
That's fantastic. So let's get back to this radio thing that you're doing. Where
okay.
have you always wanted to, is there a part of you that's always wanted to be, you know, do something on the radio, play music?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
In my younger days, I listened to you and Fred Winston and Ron Britton and Larry Lujack and
yeah.
E. Rodney Jones, Bob Surratt, Herb Pitt, you name it. Yeah.
Yeah. So this radio station, a low power FM, 98.3thelife.com. These radio stations are, if I understand it correctly, and I was looking at your website, this is a community-oriented facility. I mean, this station, you know, you're talking about you have a community feel in the city and people helping each other and community coming together. And it's my understanding that's one of the reasons that radio stations like yours, if a community is lucky enough to have one, incorporates all of that into what you do. Isn't that correct?
Oh, that's absolutely correct. We've had a program on, we call it the Mayor's Roundtable, and we've had our own Mayor Martorano on, along with Mayor Scott Nichols from Round Lake Beach, Mayor Scott Gardner from Antioch, Mayor Jim McDonald from Lake Villa. So, yes, the whole community is connected.
Yeah, I think that's just a fantastic thing. Now, you said tomorrow is, did you say the 25th anniversary of the radio station? 20th anniversary. What are you planning for the 20th anniversary?
Well, we've got a gala at Parkway Banquets in Ingleside. We're going to have some musical entertainment, some comedy improv from our MC. We're giving out the GEO Awards.
The GEO Awards.
At the founding of the station, there was a state senator, the late Adeline GEO Karras from Zion, who was instrumental in supporting the station and getting the license and getting it on its feet. So in her honor, they hand out the GEO Awards.
Got it. So you have your own program called the Ear Candy Emporium. That's a great title, in my opinion, anyway. How often are you on, so to speak? How many programs do you do a week?
Well, the Ear Candy Emporium, I'm on Fridays 4 to 6. Mm-hmm. And I co-host a talk show on Mondays from 6 to 7.
So I was listening to that clip. Obviously, I took that clip from your website today. So it sounds like, you know, you've got like that sort of, correct me if I'm wrong, but sort of that classic rock thing going on the Ear Candy Emporium, from what I heard. I mean, I heard names of bands that I was more than familiar with. Is that your sort of sweet spot, would you say?
That is my sweet spot.
Yeah.
You nailed it. That is my sweet spot. One of the other things, we're going to shift a little bit here.
Sure.
I know that Lisa Dent had on our executive director of our library, Mick Jacobson, on earlier. And I know, even though you probably haven't been there, I'm sure you would agree it's a fantastic library, because that's where I borrowed and read a great memoir called Records Truly Is My Middle Name.
Oh, no. No. It's in my book's in your library?
It's in the library. Yes, sir. There's only one copy, but it's there.
Listen, you don't need more than one, I'm sure. Now, whoever is responsible for that, I think they should be let go. I don't know. who it was that said, I'm kidding. I'm honored.
Yes.
I'm totally honored. I'm humbled. Seriously. Quite frankly, I'm a little at loss for words hearing that. I never thought of my book being in a library, quite frankly.
Yeah, well, that tells you what Lindenhurst is like.
Well, I don't know if that's, I was going to make a joke, but no, I appreciate that.
And the other thing that I think really sets us apart from a cultural aspect, we're basically exactly 50 miles from downtown Chicago or downtown Milwaukee.
Right.
So when it comes to zoos, museums, cultural events, concerts, and of course, access to an airport, we're just situated in the right sweet spot, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, Ronald Curtis Grace, Village Trustee for the Village of Lindenhurst and host of the radio program Ear Candy Emporium, thanks so much for being with us. And quite frankly, I'll be tuning in. I had the station on quite a bit this afternoon. I was having a good time.
All right. Well,
I was having a good time.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, John. It was great speaking with you. And we hope to see you visit us here in Lindenhurst sometime in the future.
And congratulations on your anniversary with the station, too. That's for sure.
All right. Thanks so much, John. Take care.
You bet. You too.